WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Clouds are an interesting element to the sky, representing the presence of condensed moisture. Clouds are typically classified according to their height above the ground, as well as their appearance or texture as seen from the ground. Clouds can be classified by five primary components, including cirro for curl of hair or high clouds, alto for mid clouds, strato for layered clouds, nimbo for precipitating clouds, and cumulo for low clouds generally in heaps. Besides these five primary types, there are numerous specially named clouds that don't always fit perfectly into the classification system. One of those that I find interesting is the fractus cloud. Fractus clouds are generally low-altitude clouds that have a fragmented or tattered appearance as if they were torn off another cloud. Their character gives them very irregular patterns and tends to be sheared by strong wind. They are considered accessory clouds, meaning they develop from other clouds and are named in a way which describes the original cloud which contained them. Fractus clouds originating from cumulus clouds are referred to as cumulus fractus, while fractus clouds which have originated from stratus clouds are referred to as stratus fractus. Under certain conditions, a fractus cloud might merge with another cloud or develop into a cumulus cloud, but usually a fractus cloud seen by itself will dissipate rapidly. Fractus clouds are also sometimes referred to as scud clouds. They often appear gray with an ominous look, but they don't produce precipitation by themselves. Fractus clouds are commonly observed on the leading and trailing edges of storm clouds and on outflow boundaries. Storm spotters find fractus clouds especially helpful when watching the rain-free base area of a developing thunderstorm, since any rotational motion of these clouds can reveal the initial development of a tornado. If you have a question about the weather, you can drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.